The District of St. Mary's Council Meeting. Today is Wednesday, March 4th, 2026. It is 5:07 PM. We acknowledge that we are gathering the Mi'kmaq, the traditional unceded territory of the Mi'kmaq people. Right, roll call, please.
Warden James Fuller.
Here.
Deputy Warden Beulah Malloy.
Here.
Counselor Scott Beaver.
Here.
Counselor Dana O'Connell.
Here.
Counselor Emma Tippo.
Here.
Also in chambers tonight, we have CAO Leslie McFarland, Marion Fraser, the Director of Finance and Treasury, Janelle Fleet, who is our interim municipal clerk. Is this your first meeting or second meeting?
Third.
Third. And Mallory Fraser, our Director of Community Development and Recreation. Are there any additions to the agenda?
Yes, I'd like to move to add item eight to the agenda, to invite members of the public on the attached paper here to address council on the impacts of the proposed provincial voting.
I have a proposal for the addition to the agenda. Do I have somebody to move that?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that motion.
Counselor Tippo, Counselor Beaver, all is in favor?
Aye.
That is now agenda item number eight. Also before you have the minutes of the council meeting held on February 18th, 2026. You've had time to review that. Are there any additions or errors or omissions to those minutes? Hearing none, those minutes are approved. Business arising from the minutes. Hearing none, we will move to correspondence. We have two letters that we're going to read publicly for correspondence. I've asked to the councilors to read that because I'm not sure my voice is going to make it through the whole night. So Counselor Beaver, start.
Yeah. This is one. Which one did you want me to read this?
That should be good.
Yeah. Okay. This letter was written by the York and signed by the commissioners. So here we go. Dear ministers, we are writing as a concerned local citizens and as volunteer members of the Sherbrooke Restoration Commission, provincially appointed board that governs Sherbrooke Village, which is Nova Scotia's largest living museum. The commission is deeply concerned with the decision to cut funding to the Department of Communities, Culture, Tourism, and Heritage, and to the new and to the Nova Scotia museums. Sherbrooke Village is facing a 20% cut to its operating grant under the provincial budget 2026-2027. As stewards of one of the province's most significant heritage assets, we find this very deeply troubling. We govern the museum in the best interest of the community. Since opening in 1972, Sherbrooke Village has become a tourism anchor in Guysborough County, along the eastern shore and throughout Nova Scotia and throughout northeastern Nova Scotia. It is the largest employer in the District of St. Mary's. 74% of the museum's budget is allocated to human resources. So a 20% cut will immediately impact one in five employees. Impact of cuts on services and local economy. Decreased tourism. Tourism is the economic engine for our area. Sherbrooke Village is the tourism anchor in our district. Reducing museum funding will restrict the museum's ability to maintain quality heritage experiences that draw visitors to the Eastern Shore. This means reduced traffic to local restaurants, accommodations, and other service providers. For every dollar invested in museums, Canadians receive nearly $4 in economic and social benefits.
Sorry, could you just speak up a little?
Yeah. You can't hear me?
Just some folks.
Yeah.
Louder.
I'll try. How about I stand up?
Yes.
Loss of employment. Located in an economically marginalized region, Sherbrooke Village provides stable full-time and seasonal employment in the tourism and heritage sectors, while generating substantial extra benefits for local businesses. Seasonal employment at Sherbrooke Village unlocks federal employment insurance programs that contribute to year-round economic stability in our region. and we aim to ensure employees have enough work hours to qualify. Further reducing hours is not possible, and eliminating positions will have ripple effects that extend far beyond the group. Next one is limiting community access to programming. Without adequate support and staffing, the museum must pull back to maintain programming that is mission critical. This puts important community events like Old Fashioned Christmas, Sherbrooke Village at risk. Nova Scotians will have diminished access to culture and educational programming. Culture heritage is at risk as well. Sherbrooke Village has estimated $7.6 million in deferred maintenance on 67 provincially owned heritage structures within the site. Nearly $400,000 is spent per year from our own operating budget to maintain historic buildings entrusted to the province by Nova Scotia. Cuts severely impact our ability to keep pace with needed repairs on all of our vulnerable heritage assets. Health and wellness. Museums are social engines. They support education and lifelong learning. They foster community belonging and well-being. They preserve and promote our shared heritage and serve as essential community hubs, especially in rural regions like the District of St. Mary's. In an era marked by global uncertainty and growing threats to our sovereignty, this is precisely the time for government to invest in and safeguard Nova Scotia's distinct history, identity, and culture in these institutions. We are being asked to do more for our communities, to foster resilience, support tourism, build culture identity, while simultaneously being stripped of the resources that make that work possible. A 20% cut is not an efficient efficiency measure. It is a short-term dismantling of the Nova Scotia museum system and weakening of the many economic, educational, and social benefits that museums, especially Sherbrooke Village, provide to the people of all of Nova Scotia. In 2025, tourism generated $3.7 billion in revenue and supported over 55,000 jobs. The sector's economic impact now surpasses that of fisheries and agriculture. That was a big one, I think. Nova Scotia museum system saw an overall 32% increase in visitation in 2025 and helped drive this success. Return on investment in museums and tourism cannot be discounted. We urge you to reconsider the cuts to Nova Scotia museums and to reconsider and to recognize the long-term economic and social harm these decisions will cause. We welcome the opportunity to meet with you, to discuss the impacts of these decisions in greater detail, and to work collaboratively towards sustainable solutions. Sincerely, signed by all of the commissioners. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor. We also have correspondence from York Lethbridge to Leslie McFarlane. And Councillor Tebow, would you read that correspondence, please?
So this is an email. It was directed to Leslie from York Lethbridge and CC'd by Randy Beaver. So it states, cuts to Sherbrooke Village in the provincial budget for 2026-2027. Dear Leslie, Sherbrooke Restoration Commission has received news by email on Tuesday regarding the 2026-27 provincial budget. We are shocked by the decision of the Department of Communities, Culture, Tourism and Heritage, CCTH, to cut Sherbrooke Village's operating grant by 20%. Reportedly, $38 million has been cut from the CCTH budget, and this will affect many organizations and businesses in our province. The substantial cut includes permanent closure of 12 of the 28 Nova Scotia museums. There are no plans to close Sherbrooke Village. However, we have been asked to adjust our budget for the next fiscal year with a 20% reduction in our operating grant. This will be a devastating blow to our operations that will have ramifications for tourism and economic development in our district. The Commission and Sherbrooke Village Management will be working to mitigate the impact to employees. We are currently coordinating advocacy efforts with peers and community to ask the decision makers reconsider. The Commission has already sent the attached letter to MLA Greg Morrow, the Premier, and the Minister, the Honourable Dave Ritchie, among others. please share with members of council. We encourage anyone to write to their local MLA and the Minister of Communities, Culture, Tourism, and Heritage expressing their concerns about these measures. We hope that a strong response from communities across the province recognizing the economic and cultural value of museums may sway the final decision. This situation is still unfolding. I will be happy to share additional information with you as it becomes available. Sincerely, York Lethbridge.
That is the correspondence that we have. I would like to move to public comments. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people that are signed up to make comments, and Vicky Bruce, there she is, wants to discuss the Department of Opportunities and Social Development Customer Shops Program.
Thank you.
The floor is yours.
Thank you, Gordon. Thank you, Leslie, for counselors. My name's Vicky, and I look after the folks up that I'm trying to do this without my voice cracking. I represent shops. And we have received devastating news of 100% cut. So, effective April 1st, we have vulnerable adults who have no place to go, no plan in place for them. And we have received one-time funding for over 7 years for a shops program. And through that, we've become entrenched as part of the community. And through support of a lot of familiar faces here, you've supported us in many ways, to draw laundry, cans and bottles, all of those things that make a big difference in those people's lives. And the municipality, the beautiful spot that we have, we couldn't ask for better. We're kind of spoiled. The funding, one-time funding line was 100% cut. I know of 8 other agencies within Nova Scotia that fall under that same funding that is having the same catastrophic effect that we are as shops. The overall sector that support vulnerable adults are receiving anywhere from a 10% cut of operational budgets and around a 3% cut in wages. So simply to say that the folks that we support can simply go someplace else is not realistic, because those other agencies like Antigonish and New Glasgow and Guysborough, Shea Harbour, they are going to be laying staff off as well. And the wait lists are getting longer and longer. And so while the decision for shops may or may not be reversible, I think I ask each and everyone here to make noise to the people that can make changes so that these things don't happen again. It's our most vulnerable people. It's day programs for individuals with Alzheimer's and dementia. Nothing. There's no safety net for these folks. And so I thank each one of you guys for the support that we've gotten from you, and make noise, because it is devastating. You know, we're not a big program, but the staff that I have, they put 100% of their heart into supporting these people. I can get a job someplace else, but the people that we support have nothing. And that's tomorrow. That's the next day. And to say that in a year's time that, well, they can get individualized funding, they're building the airplane while it's in the air. They're not ready for these. And they've done these broad cuts. I'm sure I'm over my 3 minutes.
Not yet.
But we have sent off information to Greg Morrow, and Greg Morrow has been very supportive of us over the years. But we need to not take this. You think about the Sherbrooke area and the loss of jobs that's going to happen at our village. And now we have our staff that are no longer supported. Mm-hmm. We have individuals who were actually making a wage for sorting the cans and doing the laundry and shredding, gone. And yet one of our directors was to alleviate poverty. devastated. I've heard in York's comment the devastation. I think there has to be a stronger word. But again, I thank you guys for the opportunity that we had to have that. We're going to fight hard to find another alternative. And I hope we come back bigger and show them. But for now, I thank you all. Thank you.
That's neat, James, if we can't lose, thank you. Once you say that, I'm so excited that we're all here. What needs to happen with our people and our municipality inviting us to come and speak is to speak. To say what is your problem? Speak on it. Make it an opinion, a suggestion. And thank you for making it real for us to tell us about shops. The museum cuts just are shocking. They're just shocking. All the cuts are just shocking. The vulnerable people that we need in our society aren't getting the help that they need. I want to say thank you to everybody for being here for being here, and I want to thank you, Leslie, for inviting us here. I don't know what else to say besides that I'm shocked. I need to sit down. Yes, but please, I implore you. Instead of complaining, speak up, please. Thank you.
Jean.
I signed him just in case I had a question. So, have you heard anything from Greg Morrow?
I spoke to him about an hour ago.
Pardon?
I spoke to him about an hour ago.
And
they're still in the budget talks in the negotiations. He says nothing's in stone right now, but he's one voice out of many.
So is he? So. Does he vote for this or doesn't? How does that work? I don't know. They vote for.
We'll find out on Friday.
Yeah. Well, I hope he doesn't.
Well.
Anyway, that was my question.
Derek.
You're in the spotlight.
Derek Ellsworth from the United Church Minister here and the chair of the St. Mary's Food Bank. Warden Floor, I heard as I was leaving the room, he told me not to give a sermon, but I would say
I'm timing you.
That the one who I seek to follow made a regular habit of speaking truth to power, especially when it affected the most vulnerable of our population. And this budget clearly does that. It affects African Nova Scotians, Indigenous persons, persons with disabilities, mental health, long-term care, rural communities, which are at the lowest poverty levels within our province. As the chair of the food bank, I can tell you that we continue every week to add new people to the food bank, and this will only continue to exacerbate that need. And it's time for citizens to speak back and to say that, yes, we realize there are financial restraints, that there are cuts that need to be made, but you don't do it to the people who are most vulnerable. You start with people who are already most privileged. And so when cuts like this are so widespread, wide sweeping, and without any warning or engagement with the communities or the people that they will directly affect, it's simply unacceptable. It's unacceptable for any government with or without a majority. And you asked if our MLA will vote yes or no. Unfortunately, with our system, he will vote whatever way his party tells him to. And so we not only need to have Mr. Morrow's ear, but we need a wider, the entire government. And so please continue to speak out and speak up, because there is a time for that.
Thank you, Derek.
Keeper, where'd you go?
Oh, there you are, over there. You're behind Mallory.
I didn't realize I was signing to speak either. I'm Heather Crepper. I manage SMARCO, St. Mary's Association for Rural Transit. Community transit has also faced a 20% budget cut across the board. The province lost $821,000 that goes towards community transit. And I'll just repeat what everyone else says. It is the most vulnerable that are going to be affected by this. We take clients to shops as well. That's I can't say how important it is for us to be able to provide transportation for people to go to medical appointments, where we take people to social engagements. We're here for what we need, but we can't do more with less, which is what everybody is going to be saying. And it's really tough, but like, I just want to say what everyone else has said, reach out to Greg Morrow if you can, send emails, send him a letter, however you can, pick the phone up, because if everybody doesn't speak up, we're just going to keep getting cut. That's all.
You know that if you send Greg an email, he's been trying at night to actually answer them. It just won't be a stock answer from a bot. That being the end of the people to speak, I want to thank everybody for sharing the concerns. I assure you, your concerns are our concerns, and we're your advocates as far as going to the province with those, and we will be doing that. And as we work to figure out the impact of their budget, this is just a small list of all the cuts. And like I said, they're not even final yet. So we have to wait until the end of a week or so to see just what's going to land where. And we are certainly aware of the impact. The village, SMARCO, you name it, we're aware of the impact it has on everybody in the community. It's just not the museum. It's the people that are employed there, the people that visit there, the people that in the hotel, in, you name it. We are very well aware of that. So I really want to thank you for your concerns and being able to voice your concerns. And we're not going to forget that. That being said, it is 17:29 hours, and that is the end of the agenda. So the meeting is adjourned.